Biggs Auto Lane on News Radio KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Melissa Kirkwood and Eddie Eastus, Manhattan Parks and Recreation. Of course, Eddie's the director. Melissa's the new community relations officer. And I don't know, maybe we should go ahead and finally, you had started into some of the three things you're working on. Maybe we should get into that a little bit more, Melissa.
Sure. Three key areas that we're really focusing on are the indoor facilities, the indoor space that will be a shared community and partnership space with Parks and Recreation. It will be on the primary sites will be at Eisenhower Middle School, Anthony Middle School, and the Douglas Center. So all three of those sites would be new additional sites where it would have indoor running tracks and lots of playability space for all types of sports, whether it's soccer, basketball, indoor football. I think I'm probably forgetting some areas of sports.
Multi-purpose is the key word. It can be used however the community wants to choose to use it.
So all three of those spaces would be new. And then we would also, the second priority from the focus group would be outdoor playability space, which we focus in on our improvements to Seco Park. With our outdoor playability space, we have already done some improvements throughout the city, as you can see, like in Annenberg currently. But we would take the improvements on to Seco with this project and improve the fields there. They would then be, right now we're at 5 fields. We would vastly improve the entire space, and it would actually be 4 fields, but all reconfigured to turf space and recreation, bleachers, parking. It's a very detailed project with Seco. So that would be the second priority. And then the third would be, as Eddie mentioned before, our trail system, which is a huge component of this entire project, making it usable throughout the entire area of Manhattan and connecting our loop with our trail system. So those are our three main core areas of improvement with the plan would be our indoor space, our outdoor space, and then our trails and parks.
And Eddie, there's no doubt quality of life, whenever you think of it, you think of things like that. I think we're all trying to be a little more physically fit and do more things that way. And I don't know if you've noticed an uptick in even people making use of some of your offerings and what you have going on there.
Well, it's a little bit of a challenge to count park users and trail users. But we know that trails are the most heavily used, I'll say, park that we have in the community. It doesn't matter what time of day, whether it's light or not. Our office is across from City Park. The trail around City Park is just a continual moving action. It's a social aspect as well, as people enjoy getting outside and exercising together. So we need to make sure that we recognize that, and we've heard that loudly from the community. Trail improvements, additional trails. We need to connect gaps. We need to complete that loop around town. And that's very important. As I said, that's going to be a focus of ours in the upcoming years. We need to complete that loop around town so that people have adequate spaces and they don't have to stop and U-turn and go back on the same path. Very important to complete the loop.
You know, interestingly, and of course, Annenberg right now, I'm guessing there's a little bit of disruption with all of the traffic changes going on there. If you had too many difficulties with that, or I'm sure you're living with it, you have to, obviously.
It could be nice improvements. I drive that route every day. So very nice improvements to get that intersection improved, to be able to get the additional trail. That West Anderson project has trail that will connect to the neighborhoods to the south of the Scenic and Kimball intersection, as well as to the west side of Scenic. The trail actually will go underneath the bridge on a Wildcat Creek Bridge there on Scenic. So it's going to be very beneficial because it'll tie directly those neighborhoods into the Annenberg Park, as well as onto the Linear Trail. So very nice improvement.
Now, as we look at some of these things, Eddie, any time frame that we need to let people know about? As I said, a lot of times we talk, we see a lot of drawings. What will people start to really see physically?
Well, the future is what we hope. April 11th is going to be a work session with the City Commission where they'll see the final report of the facility feasibility study. And as they evaluate that, we hope to bring also a draft sales tax question for that City Commission to consider. The improvements that Melissa speaks of, We anticipate those indoor spaces at both middle schools as well as the outdoor improvements at Seco Park to be in the $25, $27 million price tag with those. So when we look at the current quality of life sales tax that's paying for the pools and the zoo education center, that sales tax can be called. It can be sunsetted later this year. So our focus, how do we pay for these upcoming improvements for the community? That existing sales tax, if it was to be renewed, could fund all the improvements that we're speaking of, the trail components, the indoor space components, the outdoor park improvements. So what we'll be presenting to the City Commission is an opportunity for them to, again, call that existing sales tax, and then to the community in a November vote, ask the community to renew that quarter cent sales tax to fund the improvements that we speak of. So our current, right now, our sales tax is 8.95. And these improvements that we speak of, that sales tax can stay at that same rate. It will require a renewal. It will require a vote of the community in November. But we're pretty confident that we can afford those improvements with that sales tax renewal.
And so, in other words, there's really no change of person's pocketbook, which in today's day and age, with things being a little bit tight, that's probably going to be pretty crucial, I would guess, if it does go before the public.
Correct. And that's really been a focus of ours. We don't want to impose any additional tax in any way. We're trying to look at, you know, what's currently in place. And if we simply continue that for another 10 years, what can happen? What improvements can we see? So I think it's feasible, without a doubt. I think there's a lot of community benefit, and I think it's important to recognize the indoor spaces at the middle schools are something that the school district would utilize during the daytime, during the school year. So it's not just a city benefit, it's not just a parks and recreation benefit, but it's a holistic community benefit. The schools have a need for additional indoor space. So what makes sense? If this community is going to spend money, it needs to benefit the entire community. So that partnership with the school district and the city, I think, is critical.
And you've heard a lot from members of the community, let's face it. I mean, as you've looked at some of these different things, and I know even back when, as you mentioned, Gail Urban and some of the early efforts that way, you learned a lot from that. I know it didn't end up going with something quite as elaborate maybe as we looked at before, but you did hear a lot of different things from the public on that note, I think.
I like to say my first day of work here in 2005 was sitting in interviews with consultants to design an indoor aquatic center. And it's been a topic for the community for quite some time. How do we increase the amount of indoor space that we have? We know that there's a need. Anybody that has kids that use indoor space know that. It's not just parks and recreation programs, but it's a community at large. So yes, this has been an effort and a topic for quite some time. And we hope that we've learned from past efforts, and what we're approaching the community with now makes more sense. Again, it has to be a benefit to the community, and I think we've identified that. The steering committee that we had, the focus groups that we've had, the community surveys that we've had have all been consistent. Additional indoor space spread around the community so that it's available to all.
Melissa, any more you're wanting to add? We have just a couple minutes left here.
Sure. A couple of things is that this plan is pretty massive. So it will not all happen all at the same time. And that's also planned by design so that we're not disrupting things all at the same time and that it's cost effective. So that's something that often comes up is how are you going to do all of this and when are you going to do all of this? So that's one important point. And probably the most important point is that if you are looking for more information about this, that you can always find that. You here at K-Man have been so gracious to share that on your sites, but it is available on the City of Manhattan website through our Parks and Recreation site, the mhkprd.com, under Park Plan. So you will see from the beginning to the very current standings of where we're at, what our timeline is. And I would also encourage you, if you have community groups or, you know, support groups, any type of group that wants to learn a little bit more about this project as it's moving forward, to give our office a call, and I would be happy to come talk to your groups about that.
Well, Eddie, this is all happening at a very busy springtime, I'm sure, for you, because you're probably having to think a little bit about getting the pools open here and, you know, looking towards the summer months a little bit, and I imagine it's a pretty hectic time for you in your office.
Mama.
Baby, mama.
Each spring, all the kids to be able to be involved, and and pools are a wonderful place. I mean, 130,000 attendance last year. We do look forward to the time. Yes, it's very busy. No doubt about it. We have a lot of things going on in the first few weeks. But it's a fun time, and it's that opportunity as all the kids and people to be able to get outside. Again, as I mentioned, 28 parks, miles of trails. Everybody recreates in a different way. So we hope that we're providing opportunities for people. And as Melissa said, we really like to hear from the community. We need to make sure that what we're providing and what we're offering is truly what the community would like to enjoy. So we look forward to those questions and those comments and opportunities to have further conversations with the community.
While we have you here today, too, you're pretty close to starting up the spring schedule. I know you always have your catalog or whatever you do anymore, mm-hmm. but getting pretty close to getting that put together? Or?
Well, Melissa can speak of that a little bit.
All right, Melissa.
It was one of my first tasks right. day one. That will be going to print here early this next week, so you can anticipate that probably the right after spring break is when it will be available to the public. And then that additionally is posted on our website as well. And a lot of our registrations do come in online. And so we would encourage that as well. But that's right around the corner. So as you're looking during spring break, what am I going to be doing this summer? Keep in mind that that guide's right getting ready to go to the press this week. So.
Very good. Well, pleasure to have both of you in today. And again, we've had Eddie Eastus with us today, Manhattan Parks and Recreation Director, and also a new Community Relations Officer, Melissa Kirkwood. You've been listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
Thank you much, Kathy. Tomorrow on KMAN's In Focus, Pottawatomie County Commission Chair Pat Waxelman and Jack Alston, Pott County's Economic Development Corporation Executive Director. Also joining us, Professor Emeritus in Ag Economics, Barry Flinchbaugh, and Deborah Cole, Program Director for Agribusiness Online Master's Degree Program. It's going to be a great show tomorrow. Clark Howard is after CBS News.
Now you can easily deposit checks from the KS State Bank iPhone and Android apps with free mobile deposit. KS State Bank, member FDIC, KMAN, Manhattan.
News, I'm Steve Kathan, speaking to the nation.